what were the pre-existing content quotas for children's television programming here in Australia?
Well, they were sub-quotas, so they were part of a broader quota that commercial networks have to have 55% Australian-made content. And the local children's content was a sub-quota as part of that. So commercial broadcasters had to show 260 hours of children's programs. So that included a certain amount for preschool programs and content for children under 14 more generally, and kind of live action drama as well. So all of that, that sub-quota has now been scrapped. So there's now no, from 2021 onwards, there'll be no requirement for commercial broadcasters to show any locally produced children's content. So it's a pretty major change to a system that's been in place for decades, since the late 70s.
Why has this decision been made? I mean, as I mentioned there before, obviously there's been quite a bit of lobbying from the commercial networks, but what was the sort of the deciding factor in this one?
Yes, well, I mean, there's a lot of questions around that, to be honest. Initially, the quotas were scrapped as what the communications minister described as an emergency red tape measure due to COVID-19. He was kind of suggesting that the commercial broadcasters were really struggling with the effects of the pandemic. So he just paused the quotas, that was how it was described at the time, as this kind of emergency measure. But now this emergency or so-called emergency response has been enshrined in policy seemingly permanently from 2021 onwards. And yes, as you said, the commercial networks have been lobbying the government to have these quotas scrapped for a long time. And they say that Australian kids just don't watch the children's content that they were required to broadcast. But there are, you know, counter arguments to that, that they weren't exactly very committed to children's content and were setting it up to fail for quite a long time, just with the kind of content that they produce, entering into kind of international co-production agreements. And also they kind of broadcast it often at very odd times. But there is a lot of obviously changes to the media sector at the moment, and streaming services have really impacted children's TV viewing habits in particular. So they do have an argument there, the commercial broadcasters. But yes, it seems to be a response from the government to this long-term, really intense lobbying from the commercial networks. In fact, Seven in particular were already on track not to meet their children's content quota in 2020, because they had just kind of refused to continue to produce local kids' content in a way that would meet their quota. So, yes, it's been an ongoing battle that the commercial networks have been waging, but they've obviously won finally.
I mean, we're a long day from the sort of heyday of Cheese TV and Agro's Breakfast and such, but look, there is certainly content out there for kids. There is certainly a glut of content, you could argue, for just about everybody out there at the moment. Why, in your view, is perhaps this quota still perhaps a vital part of the landscape?
Yes, well, it does put a lot of pressure now on the ABC and SBS, who don't actually have any, as public broadcasters, they don't have any specific requirement to show local kids' content. And the ABC is the main source, really, now of quality local kids' content. And most kids do watch kids' content on ABC. But ABC have had their funding really restricted as well. And kids' content has been a key target of a recent round of redundancies and cuts at the ABC. So it really puts local kids' content in a precarious position if we're relying entirely on the ABC to broadcast the content. As part of the announcement, the government also announced that they were giving $20 million in funding to the Australian Children's TV Foundation, which is great news. They produce and commission local kids' content. But where that will end up is a big question, I suppose, and who will actually commission that content is a big question, and I guess we'll find out in the next couple of years. But the fact that streaming services like Netflix and Amazon Prime are kind of left out of this whole situation is another potential issue, because really a solution here could be to include them in a requirement to spend a certain amount on local content or have a kind of quota that they have to meet, as they do in the European Union. Streaming services like Netflix have to have at least 30% European-made content. So, yes, there's it just puts a kid's content in a very precarious position, I suppose, because it's not clear who will commission it, even though we have a really strong group of producers here in Australia. In fact, local kids shows, two local kids shows won International Kids Emmys this year. Both Bluey and Hardball won these really prestigious international awards. So we obviously have a really robust local Australian kids production ecology, but we need broadcasters to actually commission the content so that it can be made.
Is there room for the ABC to argue? I mean, I think the ABC does an absolutely tremendous job on children's programming with the very limited funds that they have. Is there a space for them to argue, look, you're cutting it from commercial networks and such. We do need some of that funding back. We do need some of those cuts reversed if we are going to continue commissioning and creating jobs within the Australian film industry.
Yes, well, you would hope so, although it hasn't really it hasn't really worked, that kind of lobbying, so far. So, yes, now that the ABC's role in the sector is even more important, hopefully that gives them a bit more leverage. But definitely the Australian Children's TV producers are very concerned. So they've sent a letter to the Communications Minister. Some of the most successful Australian Children's TV producers in Australia, including Ludo, who produces the amazing Bluey, but a whole range of other producers as well, saying that these quota changes urgently need to be looked at and amended if they are going to be able to continue producing children's content, because it has many flow-on effects from the way children's content is financed to finding a home for it. So, yeah, there's a lot of question marks around how local kids' content will be funded and commissioned in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jessica, look, obviously is an important one. I think, you know, it's one that does pull at the heartstrings for a lot of us who grew up on Aussie Kids TV. So very unfortunate, but that one remains to be seen. Thank you very much. Do appreciate you unpacking this for us a little bit this morning.
Thanks, Sean.